Before we begin today's devotional, I want to tell you about Words of Hope's Instagram page and why you should follow it. If you're on Instagram, then you know there's a lot of funny things and worthless things and advertisements and things people put there that you may not understand. But if you follow Words of Hope on Instagram, as you're scrolling along, you'll get a hit of inspiration and scripture and encouragement. Check it out today at instagram.com/goodnewsalways. That's instagram.com/goodnewsallways. This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Ready for Action. It was written and read by John Opgenorth. The scripture for today is 1 Peter 1, verses 13 through 21. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on Him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
I was never much for fishing, but I did enjoy going out on Lake Michigan with my friend Todd after a day of school. My presence allowed him two extra lines in the water. When a line near me twitched with a bite, he'd yell, "Set the hook! Set the hook!" He didn't want the big one to get away, so I'd grab the pole and yank as hard as I could. Once the hook was set, we could patiently reel in the fish no matter how long it took. Life is often tossed by winds of uncertainty and trials. In verses 1 through 12, Peter told believers that God chose them for a future inheritance in heaven, and Peter promised they would suffer trials. Yet, he called them to a life of obedience and holiness on the journey. When life swells with uncertainty, how do we persevere in obedience? Verse 13 is Peter's yelling, "Set your hope! Set your hope!" That is, don't just nibble at the hope of heaven. Fully embrace and pull on that hope. Reel your life towards it. The phrase, preparing your minds for action, is literally translated, gird up the loins of your mind. The Christian life is not a stroll in the park. It invites our active participation in God's eternal kingdom. With our hope fully set, we can patiently endure the trials that come because we have a Father who redeemed us with the precious blood of Christ.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including subscribing to a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.